Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King's Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot-7-inch Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for The Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
John and Brenda Miller, owners of National Car Sales in Kerrville, Texas, believe God called them to sponsor this radio show about the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden because they want people to know their great God. The Millers believe God is using the 24-acre garden to bring thousands of people to the love of Jesus Christ. The free garden, open 365 days a year, is located right on IH-10 in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. The peace and power of God is evident to visitors, many of whom have traveled across the USA and the world just to visit the non-denominational Christian garden. The garden is filled with stunning monumental sculptures and 77 scripture tiles inscribed with the Bible verses in Spanish, English, and German. A beautiful cross-shaped garden leads to the empty cross, the most symbolic cross sculpture in the world. This magnificent open cross represents the narrow gate, the way, the door, the strong tower, and the mighty fortress. Come experience this amazing free outdoor tabernacle. You will never be the same.
Max, you're an artist. Now, what does art have to do with God?
Well, Roy, it's good to be here again this morning. And if you look in the book, the Bible, God's had a relationship and a fondness for artists since the very beginning. You go back to Exodus 31, and when God's talking to Moses about the Ten Commandments and building the tabernacle, God says, I'm going to fill an artist with my spirit, and he's going to do work that honors me. And that artist was Bezalel. And that artist, according to the Bible and Scripture, an artist is the first person that was filled with the Holy Spirit, according to the Scripture. And so God's kind of had a fondness for artists since old Bezalel, or however you say his name. But what I've learned is God can use artists today in all the different forms, whether it's the visual arts, the music arts, the writing. The point being is that whatever gifts we're given, we should bring them to God, to Jesus. And then he will use the gifts, the natural gifts he puts in us, to do work that brings glory to him. And so that's why, as an artist, I use my work to point people to Jesus. And it's just a piece of metal. It's just a canvas with paint on it. There's nothing, anything that's supernatural about that. But there's a supernatural Holy Spirit, and he'll use whatever you give him. And it can be a couple of fishes, it can be a handkerchief, or it can be yourself. And so I just urge everybody to give yourself to the Lord, and he'll use you.
When you're talking about that, it reminds me of other conversations we had before when you were bringing some artwork back, remember, in the trailer, and people would stop and look at it. You were at service stations and people would come and congregate. And this was just a piece of art, but it's amazing how powerful that is.
Yeah, God used it. And that's why I knew this garden idea was going to work, because it had been working at gas stations and at Burger King's and at Walmart parking lots and just on the highway at truck stops.
So you knew if you had a really special place.
this dog's going to hunt, Lord.
Well, listen, every week we have a miracle of the week, and this is no different. If you would share our miracle of the week.
Well, we have something kind of that's kind of a neat thing that happened here on May the 28th, 2016. We were able to turn on the water in the new living water baptismal fountain that's at the foot of the Coming King sculpture. And we did get the sculpture in, and we had the dedication of the garden, but we did not have the water yet. And so that's taken. We're doing this garden without debt. We're not borrowing. We're trusting the Lord. And so it's taken. But on in May, on the 28th, we actually were able to turn the water on. And so we didn't know exactly when that was going to happen, because our God does the maintenance for us, so we had to clean up the fountain and the rocks and stuff that were in it. So I never knew when that was going to happen. And he calls me while I'm doing a honeydew thing for Sherry and going to the Arts and Crafts Fair there in Kerrville on that day. And the phone rings, and the guy says, "I got it clean. You can turn on the water." And this was right before Memorial Day weekend. I went, "Oh, there's going to be thousands of people up there. I sure would love to have your waterfall on, Lord." So anyways, I look at Sherry and says, "Can I go turn on the water?" And she says, "Go," you know. And so I go up there, and I get there, and I turn on the water. And I notice when I get there, there's all these people sitting around the fountain, and they all start clapping and cheering. And I'm going, "Wonder how they knew." I don't know. God just told them. But they had people all surrounding the fountain, just sitting on the benches. And when the water went on, the big shout went out. And then I see a guy walk up, and it's Carl Jack, one of our tour guide chaplains. And I said, "What are you doing here?" He said, "Well, I was at home, and God said, if I go to the garden right now, I get to see the water fountain turn on."
And so God was putting that word out.
So God was putting the word out. And to my amazement, all the people came, and then we prayed, and they all got covered in the Shekinah glory gold dust, the glory dust that covered everybody. And then I heard, after I left to get back to Sherry at the, so she didn't run up the credit card over there at the Arts and Crafts Fair, I got back as quick as I could. But I found out later that all of a sudden people started getting water baptism started happening within 45 minutes after the water going into the baptismal pool.
It's got to be a great confirmation for you that what you did when it came to the water was a good idea, because obviously if God didn't like it, it wouldn't be happening like that. But there's a lot of energy, a lot of positive things happening, miracles going on.
Yeah. And people, when they get saved and they're full of the Spirit, the Bible says to be water baptized. And they look over there, and there's water.
And they're jumping in.
And they're jumping in, and they're getting water baptized. So now we've set that up, and we're going to have baptismal certificates and stuff people can get. But yes, come to Kerrville. Now you can also get water baptized. And so that's a pretty neat
thing. That is a miracle. Well, Max, we have Steve and Susan Casey back again. If you would, we have a lot of folks that heard them the last few weeks, but let's introduce them again, if you don't mind.
Yeah, this is the couple from Austin, Texas, and they're very, very special people. They're on fire for the Lord, but they know when they spot the fire of the Holy Spirit, they want to get close to it. And Susan has been made multiple trips to the garden, I think 21 now, from Austin, bringing van loads of people to the cross so they can have an encounter with the presence of God. And they're just fantastic. And the stories I've heard from the people that have been with her out there, that lives have been changed. And so we just wanted to have Susan and her husband, Steve, on the radio show to share some more. And we wanted Steve to kind of share more of his story about his perspective on all of this. And they're just real fine folks. And Steve has served our military. I've now learned, and we really appreciate that, and all those that have. But again, what they're doing now is they're bringing people to the King, and we really appreciate them. And again, they didn't know me. They found God. They found the cross. They found it, and they were touched. And so it wasn't that I drew them. It was that the Holy Spirit of God drew them to the mountain.
Well, Steve, welcome to the show. And now you've just returned from what, your third visit to the
Right, right. At least the third, I think.
And so... your whole attitude has changed a little bit about what it was in the beginning. We talked about that last week. So what do you think now that you've been there this 33 times?
Well, it's quite the place to go to. The first time I was there over a year ago, went with Susan, and she'd been a few times with her mom. And it kept telling me I need to come down to this. We listened to the CD. Max has a free CD. It's on the website, too. We listened to the story of this on the way down. I was amazed at the miracles that happened to make this place come true, essentially, to make it be built on the hilltop in Kerrville there. So the first time I showed up there, I felt a different feeling than I've ever felt before, honestly. And I felt like I'd come over the years as a Christian to know what the Holy Spirit feeling felt like. But the first time I was driving up that hillside to park the car, I felt like a gut, almost a spirit-filled gut punch. Like welcome to the prayer garden, and I walked up on the hill just thinking, well, it's a big cross, you know, and statues. This is really neat, but I just felt an overwhelming.
And you still didn't get what it was really about.
No, the cross.
When you see the cross, you think, oh, it's just about seeing this magnificent cross.
Right.
You think
right.
that's it, but it's not
right.
it, is it?
It's a lot more to it than
no,
that.
It's
right?
a lot more.
Yeah, just walking, seeing the scriptures everywhere, seeing the other statues there, just it's a place to basically. Come to peace, have some rest as you walk around or sit or whatever you want to do in that environment. And, you know, we go to church on a weekly basis in Austin, but it is important to get away to where one can rest and come to that peace in the Lord, away from perhaps only being in the hustle and bustle of everyday life. And I realized that in my subsequent trips there. So this time coming up, the last time we came up the hill, I got to tell you, I felt that overwhelming wave of the Spirit hit me when we turned off the road to get onto the road to go up to the hilltop. Wow. It was amazing. And I told Susan and our friend David going up the hill that what had just happened. I said, do you guys feel this yet? I said, I'm getting ready for something major to happen today. So I went from a more of a skeptical stoke type person to this is a wonderful place to go back to.
Susan, if you would come up, I'd like to have your perspective on what it was like being with him, and you're observing and feeling the difference in him as Steve kept coming. Every time he would come, what was it like for you to see that change going on? What did you feel?
It's just so awesome to watch what happens when somebody encounters the presence of God.
And you've seen a lot of other people, but this is your spouse.
But this is my husband.
This is the person you're married to.
This is my husband. And Steve is such a good man. He is just that rock of the family, and people that know him, they just know he can count. He's someone you can count on. But watching his heart come alive as we go onto the hill, and now as we kind of talk through and walk through this season of our life, and the prayer garden is so much a part of our conversations and our family, but to watch his heart soften and to wake up, that's really what it is. It's this awakening that we're all having because of the presence of God, because the Holy Spirit truly is taking hold of us.
Steve, what are some of your favorite parts of the garden?
Well, you know, I love to walk around it for a while. I even love to walk down the pathways where we've put some little rocks that we put some prayers and things that have happened in our lives the last few years on and put by a little tree out there. It's great to go back and visit those again. But I love to walk, finally, as I walk up and behold the statue of Jesus with the net and, you know, reminding us to go and be fishers of men, right? I love walking through there and walking finally up to the cross and walking into that place of glory, really, where, I guess, in the old days, in the old tabernacle, be behind the veil, right?
Yeah.
Walking into the middle of where God would rest, and being in the middle of the cross, looking at the big prayers that Max and his team have put in that cross, so you can stand there and recite out loud and read, and have done that every time up there at the cross. You know, it's just like a culmination of going through the stages of the tabernacle and then praying and just feeling the presence of God with me.
Why should people visit the Kerrville Garden, in your opinion?
Well, really, I feel like it's a place to go where we can take a break and rest in the presence of the Lord. It's a different place. It makes us think on the way there, on the drive to the garden, ponder what we're going to experience when we get up there, and puts us in the right type of frame of mind, or at least opened up maybe a little bit more spiritually to receive whatever God might put in our hearts that day.
To me, it creates an environment that's conducive to being able to connect with
the
Holy Spirit.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah,
it's not that you can't happen any place else, but there's something special about it. It creates the right environment. So if you're ever going to be able to communicate with the Holy Spirit, that's the place to do it.
You're going to a place that's prayed over all the time, 24/7. The Spirit's there because of that. And so it just pushes you away from a different place to take that kind of
break. It's like going to a good fishing hole.
Right. Yeah, exactly right.
You can go fish anywhere there's water. But if you want to catch a lot of fish,
you want to
go to the best place. You know, go to a real good place. That's what it's like.
It's a big trout there.
Well, Steve, after it's all said and done, what is it that you want the listeners to know right now?
Well, right now, outside of, I highly recommend you go have that experience that I and so many others have had now, and just go there and feel that, you know, and pray and bring whatever you want to God. Besides that, I would say what I've had to learn personally and have been working on a lot and was revealed to me by these trips over the last year of the prayer garden was to live all out, you know, to live a spirit-filled life. And I was blessed to be around Max today because I feel like this is a man who just lives it all out there. If you hear this story, and I recommend you all do, is like, can I live to be like that? Because I don't feel like I have been. Be eternity focused, like in 1 Peter 1:13, be eternally minded in what we do every day. Can I live and learn to be that way? I was going through a study with guys. J.P. Stone, church in California, had written on Facing Goliath, and am I looking at things from a God perspective versus a human perspective, looking up at my Goliath every day in this battle of spiritual warfare going on, right? So real leaders run toward the battle. That's what they do, and that's what David did against Goliath. He ran towards the battle because he had God looking down on Goliath, knowing the victory is already delivered to him. Can I live like that daily? And this experience opening me up to believe that I can live like that. That's what this has been important to know.
Steve, thank you. Susan, Casey, thank you for being with us. We appreciate you being in here. Max, you want to wrap it up for us?
Yeah, just that thank you guys for making the effort, making the trip. And, you know, Susan, you're kind of like Mary and Martha in the Bible. There had to be Martha that made it possible for other people to have a Mary experience with Jesus. And Martha was just as important as Mary. Mary chose Jesus as the best part. But you are bringing people to the King of Kings, and we just thank you, thank you, thank you.
How do they reach us, Max?
Just www.thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org, or thecrossatkerrville.org.
Steve Casey, Susan Casey, thank you both. Max, thank you. Here's Sherry Greiner with our visitor's comment this week.
Hi there. Time for some more wonderful quotes. The first one comes from Dr. Paul Sylvia Hollinger from Willow Street, Pennsylvania. Dear Max, greeting you on May the 16th was a mountaintop reunion. How beautiful heaven must be. We listened to your CD on the garden vision in our car. It was also on our bus sound system on our trip back to San Antonio Hotel. Our tour guide, Susan, was very touched by your witness of the Holy Spirit's presence and the Shekinah glory of spirit particles. She told us that they were not only on her bare skin, but they were also under her clothing. Wow. I found the 71 references to the Shekinah glory presence from Genesis to Revelation. I must take time to list all those Bible verses in my book on the subject. And once again, Dr. Paul and Sylvia Hollinger. From TripAdvisor, this one comes from Vicky D. in Chicago, Illinois. Peaceful, lovely environment. Happened on this by accident. Sculptures and landscaping are interesting and beautiful. My husband is not a Christian, but he found it tasteful, restful, and he read all the plaques going to the cross. It reminded me of my faith in God. The designers did a great job. And Kent Bowen from Austin, Texas. Hello, Max. I'm not sure if you remember me. I'm the guy that donated the rain gutters on your building at the front of the garden. I was also healed from Crohn's disease 2 years ago after visiting the cross. As of now, May 1st, 2016, I proposed to my new soon-to-be wife inside the cross. By the way, she said yes. It was her first time there, and she really loved it. She said the whole experience for her was very wonderful. And there's a great story that we'll have to tell you someday about these gutters. It's a God gutter. Okay, and let's see. We have another one from TripAdvisor. It's Bonnie Nemo. Amazing. God's presence is all around. The sculptures are absolutely incredible, and the scriptures on the tiles as you walk through the cross are so touching. Stop, visit, relax, and be blessed. It's guaranteed. And my last one is from Peggy. I visited the Cross and Prayer Garden recently. Such a blessing. Thank you for, and please use this donation as is needed. And see you next time. That's it. I'm out of time.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com. That's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com. Or theinnofthehills.com. That's INNOFTHEHILLS.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our four websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.